from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We'll connect with Brandon Zinner in just a second. He is on his way home from Big 12 Media Days. Look, if you're a KU fan, there is no bigger storyline. It really is kind of the first opportunity we've had to get a grasp of Jalen Daniels' health. Can he play? Will he play? Can he play a whole season? We're trying to find that out. We'll talk to Brandon and see what he found yesterday. I don't know why you're shaking your head at me, Tommy. He missed a whole year last year.
I thought about something during the break, and I'm going to relate this to the NFL. How many injuries in the course of his career in the NFL has Joe Burrow had? You know, he tore an ACL. He missed the entire, rest of the season with a wrist injury. Had his appendix removed at one point. Had a calf injury. He's had all these injuries. Nobody has the conversation going into like this season about, well, you know, we have to see if Joe Burrow's healthy before we know if the Bengals.
Yes,
no,
they
we don't.
Do.
They say, hey, Joe Burrow's going to be back and the Bengals are going to be back to normal. Like that.
No,
nobody
I
ever
don't
saying,
agree.
Like, well, you know, we have
I
to
think
take into
I
account.
Think people are.
No, that's ridiculous.
I hear that conversation about him all the time. Here's another one. Aaron Rodgers. You don't think the top storyline for the Jets is if Aaron Rodgers is recovered for his injury?
No, I think the top storyline for Aaron Rodgers is will he be able to.
Play.
No, not play from a physical standpoint, but coming back from all of that with the teammates he has and the new, like, can he perform just in general? Not about his injury, but can he perform in general? I just don't understand this narrative of, like, you're wanting to add a caveat to these expectations when there's no indication that the guy is injured anymore.
Other than he hasn't completed a full season ever.
In the past.
And had a back injury last year, which linger. I don't understand why you're being so defensive to wondering about Jalen Daniels' health status.
It's not about wondering about his health status. It's about I'm not willing to say, like, well, this team, you know, we got to make sure. It's just like he's healthy from what we know. So set your expectations based on that until you hear otherwise, until something happens.
I don't think we know anything about his health. Brandon Zinner joins us from Vegas now with Big 12 Media Days. We've gone down this rabbit hole, and I don't even know why, Brandon, but like, I can't get a good feel for Jalen Daniels and if he is healthy. Did you get a feel for that yesterday? Is he ready to roll?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. The sense that I got just from seeing him and from talking to people there is if he was not healthy and if he was not going to be prepared to be the starter come week one, he was not going to be there in Las Vegas. You see him in between interviews, in between all of his obligations. He's dancing, he's smiling. He looks healthy, he sounds healthy, and the expectation is that he's going to be the starter come week one, and if the Jayhawks are lucky, if he's lucky enough, he'll be the starter all season long.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, I understand that he's got an injury history and all of that. You know, I just don't know why there's this narrative, Brandon, that he has to prove himself this year, you know, that he actually is healthy. And I know that there was a lot of talk last year about, was it real? Was he wanting to maybe transfer? Like, that kind of had some legs to it for a little while, at least, just in the narrative overall. And I know that he addressed that yesterday. Basically sounded like he's always wanted to be a Jayhawk, never had any kind of intention to leave the program. Did you get that sense from him too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the amount of work that he's gone through this program just to get it to where it is. I mean, why would anybody in their right mind want to leave a situation where you've seen a thing through, I mean, they were 0-9 in 2020. And then now you have a team that has been on such an upward trajectory. We even saw it in the season when they won 2 games. We saw that, and there were glimpses of them like having some real momentum. And then just what they've done these last 2 seasons, I mean, this is something real. They have a chance to do something special and kind of be remembered at KU. I don't think there's ever been any real team, legitimate team around Jalen Daniels ever wanting to leave, and we're going to get to see it in action this year.
I know it's tricky. Brandon Zinner joining us on his way home from Big 12 Media Days in the airport right now, and we appreciate that. It's tricky in college because we don't get real injury reports like we might in the NFL, let's call it. But I almost feel like it's I got to be careful how I say this. So nobody's just saying, yeah, his back's fine. He'll be ready to roll. He's going to be healthy the full season. It's just if we didn't think he was going to be the week one starter, he wouldn't be here. Well, I know he's going to be the week one starter. My question becomes, what is the team? Let's say he misses time, because he always has missed time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know how much, but even if just a little bit, how equipped do you think this team is to still be, because they don't have Jason Bean anymore. Like, what do you think about their prospects if he does miss any time at all this year? Are they still good enough to reach that, you know, compete for a Big 12 title, even if he has to miss even some time this year?
And those are the questions that Lance Leipold and everyone else had to answer yesterday. They don't have Jason Bean, but we saw Cole Ballard step in last year. And Leipold said that he has never seen a freshman quarterback come in and win over a room so quickly as Cole Ballard did. And he led them. They played very valiantly and were right there in the Sunflower Showdown. That was Cole Ballard that was leading the way. Cole also stepping into the game where Jalen left, then Jason Bean left immediately. And Cole led them the rest of the way, and I believe that was just a narrow loss at home. I can't remember exactly what game that is, But I think Cole's a guy that's going to step in and give you very good snaps. And then they also have a freshman coming in, Isaiah Marshall, that they like a lot. Was brought up yesterday. So, and then when you look at all the receiver help, they have all the tools around it, whoever is called on, if it's not Jalen Daniels. And if it's Cole Ballard, he has experience from a year ago.
You know, Brandon, there's been a lot of attention, and deservedly so, about the running game for Kansas State, especially with the addition of Dylan Edwards. But the Jayhawks have a pretty loaded running back room as well. I know you talked to Devin Neal yesterday, but then they've also got Daniel Hyshaw. They've got Sevion Morrison. There's a handful of running backs that Lance Leipold has at his disposal. What's the sense that you get of these running backs entering into this season, building on the success that they've had in years past?
Devin Neal, I mean, he's expected to break the KU rushing record this season. We know how valuable that record is to that program. Daniel Hyshaw has been great for them in his time. Sevion Morrison, they like a lot. There's also a freshman that they mentioned yesterday, Harrison Stewart, who was an early enrollee, and they have high hopes on him. Devin Neal told me personally, this is a guy that's going to be able to come in and make an immediate impact. And don't forget, Jalen Daniels, he can run the ball as well. And then they have guys like Luke Graham and whatnot they like to do a little bit of stuff with. So we expect this KU rushing attack to yet be a lot of fun to watch. And yet again, very, very deep.
It's hard not to focus on that side of the ball. But at the same time, their two all-conference players are on the other side of the ball and in the secondary. And shame on me, too, and everybody, probably. Is this defense, like, do they have a chance to be, like, real good this year? Because that's a different dynamic that we're not used to either. And it feels like they might be.
Oh, absolutely. When Kobe Bryant and Melo Dotson, in my opinion, they're Sunday players. We're going to see them playing in the NFL either after this year or whenever they do decide to go out. But then I went into Big 12 Media Days wanting to ask more about O.J. Burrow. He's a guy we saw get really, really good snaps as the season went on. And before I could even ask, Melo Dotson and Lance Leipold made sure to bring him up. This is a really, really deep secondary. And then even on the defensive line, they have to replace a guy like Austin Booker, who's now playing in the NFL, getting set for his first season. But Jeremy Robinson has all the potential in the world. They have linebackers galore as well. This Jayhawks defense was pretty good in spurts last year, and they have a chance to be really good again this year, especially in that secondary.
You know, I'm not sure that this is something that really coaches or players necessarily care about, but it is going to be something that is talked about. I know that Lance Leipold was asked about it yesterday. The games that the Jayhawks are playing outside of Lawrence, obviously the stadium there in Lawrence being renovated, so they'll play some games at, you know, Children's Mercy. They'll play some games at Arrowhead. Does, from what you could tell, does that change any of the preparation? Does it change anything like that? Is the way the program is putting together their plans for the year, other than just a different location to play their games?
No, oddly enough, they were asking, traveling wise, it's actually going to make it easier on them, which is kind of weird. When they play these home games, they stay in Olathe, and so then they bus from Olathe, and so it's a little bit ways away, but. So, I mean, they're going to be closer to CMT whenever they do play there. And then whenever they play at Arrowhead, they're also going to be situated where they're going to be closer to Arrowhead, shorter travel the morning of. And they're going to have plenty of resources out there that are set for them. They are practicing on grass for this year because they have the turf field at home. But they're going to be playing on grass at CMT as well as Arrowhead. They're going to be out there. As far as I know, they're going to be able to get some kicking in. In Arrowhead, because you know the way the wind swirls around, it can be a little bit different. They're working with the Chiefs and getting all the intel that they can, they say. It's unfortunate for the seniors that they were the ones that have helped get all the momentum around this program. They're going to get the new stadium. They're not going to be able to see the fruits of their labor as far as playing a game in that new stadium, but that's just the way it works to continue to build this program forward. So.
Arrowhead's not a bad consolation prize on that. Brandon Zinner joining us, 12 News sports anchor out in Vegas, last couple days covering Big 12 Media Days, talking to us from the airport on his way home right now. Brandon, you and I have kicked this around a little bit. We brought it up earlier, sort of when, like, Colorado, for instance, schedule is just absolutely ridiculous and brutal. KU's is not, man. And it feels like that adds to the opportunity for the Jayhawks outside of Kansas State. They really don't play any of the real thought of contenders for this league this year. That is a part of the opportunity. I think we have to look at that now when we look at an unbalanced schedule in the Big 12 is just what the schedule looks like, and KU's right now looks pretty good.
Yeah, it definitely does, and they do go to Kansas State this year. That's not going to be in Arrowhead. That's going to be a fun one to follow in Manhattan. But things are setting up for KU to be there at the end of the season just with how the schedule falls. They get K-State later in the year. Not the last game of the season, but if they're able to go and take care of business, I like them in the non-con. I think they have a chance to be really good. But if they can get to that K-State game, especially undefeated, like I think they have a chance to, and then regardless of how that game goes, if you're in contention in the Big 12, you're in contention now with this expanded field. You're in contention to be playing in the CFP. And Devin Neal said that is the goal this year. They want to be a team that gets to the playoff. The schedule sets up great for them, I think.
You know, Brandon, we would be remiss to not ask you about Coach Prime. You had a chance to see him too yesterday and take the podium right before Lance Leipold did. And I know that was something you were looking forward to. And he, of course, he makes headlines because he's Coach Prime. I think the biggest thing, you know, that he talked about was obviously feeling like he's being judged on a different scale than other coaches and other programs. What were other takeaways that you had from his time on the podium?
Hey, heavy is the head that wears the crown, they say, right? You want this attention, you're going to get it. I mean, one, just it is fascinating to listen to him. He is an entertainer, whether he's trying to be or not. Just as doping Saban, he wanted some juice from the media. Like, he wanted, I don't know if it was a round of applause or I'm not sure what he wanted, but he said if it was a church, he was going to walk out. He's very entertaining. He thinks he's being judged for the being in the portal so much, but he has 17 freshmen. I don't know. You can think what you want about him. He's entertaining. He's good for the sport. How long will it be till the fruits of their labor pay off in Colorado and they become a winning team? They have some great talent on that staff. And it was, I think, over 150 years of NFL coaching experience on that staff. Will it work in college? Remains to be seen, but it's entertaining, at least you could say, right?
Brandon Zinner, 12 News sports anchor. Brandon, we asked you this yesterday. You didn't have a good answer for us yet. Did you win any money last night?
So I don't know if you guys have seen, so the Mirage is set to close in a week and a half. So they have all these, by Nevada law, they have to pay out so much winnings. And so apparently they're giving away $1.6 million in my guaranteed winnings at the slots and everything through July 17th. That money didn't come my way. So I don't know. But it's crazy. Like, only 25% of the machines are still turned on. And it was literally probably three or four deep at every single machine. You're talking still hundreds of machines inside this casino. I found the one that was eventually, unfortunately, it was a little expensive. And so my money, it evaporated in seconds. But, yeah. I still had a great time. So.
I guess I'll see you back at work tomorrow. So that's the good news. You didn't hit the jackpot, so we'll get you back. You can watch Brandon's reporting at KWCH, KWCH.com. You can follow him on social media at KWCH Brandon. Appreciate you hopping on with us this week, Brandon. Pretty cool assignment out there, and it's almost football season. Travel safe home. We'll see you soon.
Allegiant Stadium, breakfast restaurant in an airport. I think I got the press act that they've been doing with me this weekend.
There you go. Brandon Zinner joining us. Appreciate Brandon's time. I'm not a slots guy, Dommy. I can't do it. I, you know me. I love to gamble. I cannot do slots.
I think there's a happy medium between the slots that, they are what they are, and craps, which I still have no idea what the hell is going on.
Give me all the craps.
I'll be right in the middle of blackjack.
Yeah, I can play blackjack.
You know, that's
I can play blackjack.
I feel like you have to learn a different language to play craps.
Yeah. People get a little sensitive at a blackjack table, which I like to get a little rowdier, so craps fits me well. Poker's good. Poker and craps is pretty much about all I do anymore when I go to a casino. Anyway, appreciate Brandon's reporting. You can go back and listen to any of his reporting this week for free on the Odyssey app. You can go back and watch it on any of our visual platforms. 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X, it's all there for you. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.